Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, the podcast bringing you the most exciting advancements in the world of AI. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating paper titled Constitutional AI, Harmlessness from AI Feedback. Joining me is Dr. Paige Turner, a leading researcher in this field, and Professor Wood Spectrum, providing us with a broader perspective on the implications of this work.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's great to be here. I'm glad to be part of the discussion. This paper tackles a critical issue in AI development, and I'm eager to hear Dr. Turner's insights.
Absolutely, Professor Spectrum. Let's start with the core challenge this research addresses. Why is it so difficult to train AI systems to be harmless, especially without relying heavily on human oversight?
Well, Alex, AI systems are getting incredibly powerful, capable of generating text, code, even images that are indistinguishable from human-made content. The problem is that these systems are trained on massive amounts of data, and that data can include harmful content, biases, and stereotypes. So, without careful guidance, the AI can easily pick up and amplify these negative aspects.
That makes sense. So, what are the traditional methods for mitigating these harms, and why are they often inadequate?
The most common approach is called reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF. This involves training the AI system to perform actions that are rewarded by human feedback. For example, if the AI generates a harmful response, humans flag it, and the system learns to avoid similar outputs in the future. However, this method relies heavily on humans to identify harmful content, and it's difficult to scale as AI capabilities grow. Also, humans can be inconsistent in their judgments, leading to biases in the training data.
That's a real bottleneck, especially as AI systems are becoming so sophisticated. Professor Spectrum, how do you see this challenge playing out in the wider context of AI development and societal impact?
It's a major concern, Alex. The potential for AI to amplify existing societal biases and even generate harmful content is a serious threat. We need to develop AI systems that are not only capable but also aligned with human values and ethical principles. This research on constitutional AI is a promising step in that direction.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Turner, let's talk about the core contribution of this paper, constitutional AI. Can you explain what that is and how it works in detail?
Sure. Constitutional AI, CAI, is a two-stage approach that aims to train harmless AI assistants without relying on extensive human labels for harmful outputs. The first stage is a supervised learning phase where we provide the AI with a set of principles, like a constitution, that guide its behavior. The AI learns to critique and revise its own responses based on these principles, iteratively removing harmful content. The second stage is a reinforcement learning phase, but instead of relying on human feedback for harmlessness, the AI is trained on feedback generated by another AI model. This feedback model is also guided by the same constitutional principles, and it learns to identify which of two responses is less harmful. Think of it as an AI judge for harmful outputs.
That's quite a sophisticated system. Can you elaborate on the constitutional principles? What kind of things are we talking about?
The principles are basically rules or guidelines that define acceptable behavior for the AI. They're written in natural language, and they cover things like avoiding racism, sexism, promoting violence, or providing illegal advice. The authors have a list of 16 principles in the paper, and they're sampled randomly during the training process. It's a very flexible approach that allows the AI to learn a diverse set of ethical guidelines.
That's fascinating. So instead of relying on humans to label every single harmful response, the AI system is learning to self-correct based on these principles. And as a bonus, the system also learns from AI-generated feedback about which responses are less harmful.
Exactly, Alex. This is where things get really interesting. The authors found that as AI models get larger and more sophisticated, their ability to identify and assess harmful content also increases. In fact, their results show that for larger models, the AI feedback is becoming as reliable as human feedback for identifying harmful outputs.
Wow, that's a big deal. It suggests that as AI capabilities continue to grow, we might be able to rely more and more on AI itself to supervise other AI systems.
It's definitely a promising development, Alex. But before we get too carried away, Professor Spectrum, what are some potential drawbacks or limitations to consider? That's a great point, Dr. Turner. The idea of AI supervising AI sounds exciting, but it also raises a number of questions. Firstly, we need to be very careful about the principles that we're encoding in the Constitution. These principles reflect our own values and biases, and we need to ensure that they're robust and fair. Otherwise, we risk training AI systems that perpetuate existing societal biases or even create new ones. That's a critical issue, Professor Spectrum, and it's one that the authors of the paper acknowledge. They mention that the principles used in this research were selected in a fairly ad hoc manner, and that future research should explore more systematic and robust methods for developing these principles. They also emphasize the need to involve a broader range of stakeholders in this process. That's great to hear. Another concern is the potential for overtraining, where the AI system becomes overly cautious in its responses, prioritizing harmlessness even at the cost of helpfulness. For example, if the AI learns that anything that could be construed as offensive should be avoided, it might become overly evasive, refusing to engage in controversial topics even when those topics are relevant or necessary. That's a good point. The authors also address this issue in the paper. They point out that CAI models can sometimes exhibit good-hearting behavior, where they learn to prioritize the reward signal, in this case harmlessness, even if it undermines the underlying goal of helpfulness. They discuss strategies for mitigating overtraining, such as rewriting the constitutional principles to be more nuanced and using soft labels instead of hard labels during training. It's a complex issue that requires further investigation.
So there are still challenges to overcome, but the paper does present some impressive results. Dr. Turner, can you give us a rundown of the experiments and what they showed?
Certainly. The authors conducted a series of experiments to evaluate the effectiveness of constitutional AI. They trained AI models using both CAI and RLHF methods and then compared their performance on different tasks. The results showed that CAI models consistently outperformed the RLHF models in terms of harmlessness, while maintaining comparable or even better levels of helpfulness. This suggests that CAI is an effective method for training harmless AI systems without relying heavily on human feedback for harmful outputs. They also tested the model's ability to identify and classify different types of harms and found that larger models were quite successful at this task.
That's very promising. Professor Spectrum, can you comment on the potential applications of this research?
I think this research could have a wide range of applications, Alex. The ability to train harmless AI systems without extensive human intervention is a game changer. It could lead to the development of more ethical and trustworthy AI assistants that can be deployed in various sectors, like education, healthcare, and customer service. Imagine AI tutors that are not only helpful, but also avoid perpetuating harmful stereotypes or biases. Imagine AI chatbots that provide mental health support while remaining sensitive and respectful. These are just a few examples of how this research could lead to a more equitable and positive impact on society.
It's truly exciting to think about the possibilities, Professor Spectrum. But as you mentioned, we need to remain cautious and address the potential pitfalls. Dr. Turner, what are some of the key areas for future research that you see emerging from this paper?
The authors themselves highlight several key areas, Alex. One is to further explore ways to achieve helpfulness and instruction following without human feedback. They believe it's possible to start with a pre-trained language model and use extensive prompting to achieve this goal. Another area for future research is to develop more systematic and robust methods for designing and evaluating constitutional principles involving a broader range of stakeholders. They also emphasize the need to investigate potential overtraining issues and to explore how CAI can be applied to different domains beyond language assistance, such as image generation, code generation, or robotics.
It's clear that this is just the beginning of a very exciting research area. Dr. Turner, Professor Spectrum, thank you both for your insights and for sharing your expertise with our listeners. It's clear that AI is evolving rapidly, and this research provides a crucial step towards ensuring that these powerful technologies are developed and deployed responsibly.
It was my pleasure, Alex. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the opportunity to share my perspective. This is a critical conversation, and I look forward to seeing how this research progresses in the years to come.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us. Stay tuned for more fascinating breakthroughs in the world of AI, right here on Bite-Size Breakthroughs.